Today, the date is the 2nd of December, and I'm in the home of Shuk Chun Ho and her son Paul, who came along to interpret when she would need it, which might be quite a bit. And I want to say to both of you, thank you very much for allowing me into your home and for sharing your stories, because Mrs. Ho, you have lived here since 1973.
Okay. Yes.
So I'm saying thank you very much.
4月買的,
oh, April. We bought this house. My parents bought this house in April, and we moved in July.
Yeah. And we talked about it before. Just tell me when you had come from, when your family had come from Hong Kong.
We immigrated to Canada, to Toronto, in 1970, January 6th. Yeah. That was the first time I saw snow, actually. Because that, back then, you had to, you know, come off the plane onto the tarmac.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's when we first saw our, you know, well, it was our first sight of snow.
Do you remember your reaction?
Well, I just remember I didn't want to touch it. Yeah, there was some snow on the ground. I remember jumping over it. But we were all carrying suitcases and everything. Yeah, yeah. I was 7 at the time. Yeah.
Okay, I think it's quite an adventure to see snow for the first time. It must be magical. Yeah. Do you know, at the time that your parents bought this house, what made them choose this neighborhood?
Ma, you why did you buy this area? Because
I saw the house is good.
我們買幾錢啊?39,500。39,500。We were living at we were renting on Cecil Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On number 9 Cecil Street. And then, you know, my mom had saved because she didn't want to rent anymore. She wanted to buy a house. And so it was actually quite run down. I mean, it's still run down, because my dad passed away.
The house was big.
Yeah. The house was big for, you know, for at that time. Yeah, there was already 5 kids at that time.
Yeah.
Oh, this house was built in 1903, and my mom thinks there wasn't any renovations done.
No renovations since 1903.
When we bought it. Oh, and so she said she knew from the deed that it was built in
1903.
So this house was close to...
More than 100 years old. Yes, it's certainly.
So it's close to Chinatown, close to where we were renting on Cecil. It was large enough, and the price was right, because it was run down, mm-hmm. and my father could renovate himself.
So he was a handy person.
Yeah.
So as you can see, this is the lot is wider than some of the adjacent lots. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This
is 25.
Yeah.
25 feet. The house is 25 feet.
The lot is 25 feet wide. 高是25尺係咪嘛？
23尺3個骨。
Oh, sorry, it's 23¾.
She's perfect. 高是
So your family moved in here, into this house. You were 7 people.
We were...
Five children?
Seven. Yeah.
And did you have anybody else live here with you during any of those years?
Oh, yeah. We, to make ends meet, my parents rented out the second floor and then rented out the basement. And they actually rented out the back room.
Okay.
Behind the kitchen.
So what were the sleeping arrangements for the 7 of you?
This is the dining room. This was supposed to be the dining room here, which is my mom's current bedroom, because she doesn't want to climb the stairs. And plus she's renting upstairs, right? So my parents slept there, the front room was a bedroom as well, which is the living room now. Mm-hmm. We also had bedrooms. And then there's one room in the back, which is two rooms now because my dad added an addition. Mm-hmm. And then three of us slept back there and two of us slept in the front room. And then my parents slept in the middle room.
So there were a lot of people in each room.
Yeah.
Two children in one, three in another, and your parents. So you all lived on this main floor.
On this main floor, yeah.
So tell me how many people lived upstairs, downstairs?
楼上呢，就两家人，另一家人啊。一个房，一个厨房，两个人。Oh, actually, you know what? You know where John lives?
一个房，一个厨房。There's
actually two units up there. You know the little kitchen I showed you that was a kitchen?
Yes.
There's another kitchen in the back. So there's actually two self-contained units. So there's two families up there.
Mm-hmm. And at that time,
yeah. And then we rented a room in the basement too. So there could have been, you know, seven of us here, probably four and two, maybe another six, because you know tenants come and go. So
yeah.
And then another two. I remember there was a brother and sister that lived downstairs that went to U of T. Yeah.
And upstairs, each of those had their own kitchen, I assume.
Yeah, there's a kitchen and a room and a bedroom, yeah.
And what about bathrooms? How many bathrooms did
one
you
bathroom.
Have?
One bathroom.
All of you shared one bathroom.
Yeah, until my father installed a second bathroom in the basement. Yeah.
Wow, there must have been some lineups.
I can't remember.
So I guess it wasn't
true. 初初一個廁所,廁所,是不是?在樓上。
不是兩個房都沒有，但一向都有一個廁所。樓上一個廁所，basement有沒有廁所？初初有啊，很難的。哦，廁所沖涼缸都有的。哦，初初都有。哦，sorry,
my mother says originally there was another washroom downstairs in the basement, but it was really bad, in bad shape.
Oh, sounds disgusting.
Very, very bad. Window, 全部換曬，窗戶全部換曬。
Oh, my dad
has very cold, very cold.
Replace the windows.
All the floor, all the change. Oh, very, very, very bad house.
Yeah. So it's not very comfortable to go to a bathroom where it's freezing.
No, yeah.
And the floor is freezing.
Yeah, 你爸爸識做啊，所以佢。
One of the reasons I said they bought this house was that was the price was right, right?
Uh-huh.
So in 1973, they bought it for $39,000. It wasn't even $40,000, $39,500. Yeah.
And of course, they had all the income from all the rentals. So that your mother had saved.
Yeah, my mother says the property tax used to be only $300-something.
How many people are living here right now?
Now it's just two.
So John, who
John
we met,
and my mom,
and your mother.
And
who did you guys get rid of first? The neighbors downstairs, upstairs? I mean, the tenants.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say. I think probably downstairs, mm-hmm. yeah, because eventually we needed, as the kids got, you know, older and bigger, and, you know, we were more financially stable, mm-hmm. I think we got rid of the basement, mm-hmm. yeah, because it's stamped down there, so it wasn't really, my mother says she's graduated a lot of U of T students here.
yeah.
We still keep in touch with them, yeah.
UT.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Mm. Well, your children are all well educated too.
Mm.
You have smart children.
Yeah, mostly it was U of T students and their families, yeah.
Who else lived in the neighborhood during those years? Do you recall either of you?
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
What was the population made up of that?
Originally, it was a lot of immigrant families, you know, Chinese families. But then as the nature of the neighborhood changed, I think, Ross's family, I can't remember what Ross's last name is. He's an editor as well. He lived next door. His family owned the house next door.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few journalists that live around here.
You want more?
No, thank you very much. Thank you. No, thank you. Journalists who live around here now? Or at that time?
When I was growing up, yeah.
A lot of...
Yeah. I remember Ross And then there's David. David, man. He used to write for Saturday Night Magazine. David.
So it attracted a certain kind of... It sounds to me as if you're saying there were immigrants.
Yeah.
And then...
A lot of academics, you
that's
know.
What
yeah,
it
from the university. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but you're saying there were a number of Chinese families around?
Yeah. There's actually a Professor Xu that lives 1, 2, 3 doors down.
Mm-hmm.
His family's Chinese, and he's a professor at the U of T.
Has he been here for a long time, too?
Yeah. He's been here for at least 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so when you went to school, who were your friends? What were their ethnic backgrounds or
mostly Chinese, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Chinese and Portuguese.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. At Lord Lansdowne, I remember it was predominantly Chinese and Portuguese.
And that would have been 73 until...
That would have been,
73 to 80.
To 80, yeah. I went to Lord Lansdowne from 74 to 87.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were your friends mainly Chinese, or did you play with the Portuguese children? Or?
Yeah, my closest friends were all Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
they all
spoke?
Lived in the neighborhood. Yeah, but we mostly spoke English to each other because you know, a lot of my friends were the first wave of Chinese that immigrated, so they're Thai Sinese. Mama, they're Thai Sinese from one part of Canton Province. And I'm from Hong Kong, and so I speak Cantonese.
So you spoke.
So the dialects were different, right?
So you couldn't speak English. I mean, you had to speak English.
We could. I understood Thai Sinese. It's not that different, but you know, but we mostly spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
then I did associate with some of the Portuguese students, right? But they weren't. You know, they were just more like acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about language with your parents? Did your father learn English?
Because my father worked outside of the house,
mm-hmm.
so he learned English. It wasn't perfect English, mm-hmm. but you know, he got by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My mom stayed home, so she didn't, and then Chinatown's close by, so she didn't really need to use English. So that's why her English is quite limited right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although I think she knows more than she admits. Yeah. And I remember she did try to take some evening classes in English, mm-hmm. but that didn't last too long. Yeah.
What? So you moved out of this house about 20 years ago, I think.
I got married in 1989. Yeah, probably
91. And your wife lived here for a short time.
Yeah, for a year or two.
What are some of the biggest changes that you see? And you can ask your mother too.
Yeah.
What the changes are that she sees in the neighborhood.
It's just hard to say. But what I notice is. You know, it was when I grew up here, it was, you know, predominantly immigrant families.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of. So when we were growing up, it was predominantly immigrant families. But then over the last two decades, more of the... More of the Caucasians have moved back. And then they've renovated the houses more nicely, right? You know, before the immigrant families, it was just do-it-yourself jobs. But now it's more professional jobs. Next door, next door is Betty and Bill. They bought in more than 10 years ago. He's a curator at the ROM. Oh, 20 years. Yeah, he's been here 20 plus years. Yeah. So the neighborhood has changed. Yeah.
So it's because you're saying more Caucasian.
And more of the used to be like, you know, a lot of the shops on Harvard, you know, were more like, you know, not run down, but you know, but now they're more posh. Right? Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue because I did want to talk about the shops all over. So let's stay with the shops for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, immediately is.
Yeah,
they're more upscale.
Upscale, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What were some of the stores and businesses on Harvard when you were growing up?
I remember there was Peretta Pizza.
Oh,
yeah. Remember at
Robert? It's now Messis or Messis.
Yeah, that's right. Up here, a major in Harvard was a Korean corner store, a variety store. Yeah, which is now, I think, a sushi restaurant.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Right. So nothing outstanding.
Well, Harvard Bakery has always been there. Yeah.
It's been a long time. Yes.
It's still there.
Yeah.
So.
So nothing else that's really just jumping out at you.
Yeah.
Any stores or businesses that you remember on college or Bloor Street?
There was a bicycle store called Matsui's, right on Major and on College on the south side. It was CCM. It was a CCM bicycle shop. Matsui always had a clearance sale sign on there. And he was there for like at least a couple of decades.
So he was always in clearance
for
30 years.
Matsui,
so.
Haber's Pharmacy was there on the north side of Major and College. Yeah, it's a computer store now. Yeah,
I think computer stores have taken over.
It was Haber's Pharmacy or Haberman's Pharmacy. It was just like a little local pharmacy store.
Little family
store.
Pharmacy. Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was at the corner of Robert and College was another pizza place that was
Massimo?
Yeah, Massimo's, yeah.
Right, that was there for a long time, too.
Yeah.
Right, very modest little place.
Yeah, that's right, but the pizza was really good.
Yeah, right, I liked it, yeah.
Yeah, and right across from Lord Lansdowne was a little sort of corner store, too.
A grocery store?
It was more like, a variety store.
Right, with nice wooden floors.
Yeah.
I think that was there till about 10 years ago.
Yeah. The son went to school. He was just a couple of years behind us. Oh, what's his name? They were there for a long time. Yeah.
Now, your mother's a practicing Buddhist. Yeah. Were there any temples close to in this neighborhood that she could go to?
No.
Nothing.
When we first came to Canada, we lived on Nassau Street.
Uh-huh.
我們那時候幾多號啊?我們初中那個時,我們初中移民過來那個時。那時候 We lived on 22 Nassau.
基本不進的本地的過一套.
Yeah.
至少待幾三年.
So we lived there for 6個月啊. We lived on Nassau for 6 months.
至少待三年.
I remember the land, because back then when we first came, it was just my brother George and my brother Robert and I. So three young boys, and I just remember the landlord, the lady, she's also Chinese, she terrorized us. She was really mean. And so we put up with her for about 6 months before we moved to the 9th Cecil. Back then, there was no Chinese newspaper. There was definitely no temples, right? So it was just close to Chinatown. So there was some association for us, but there was no conveniences, right?
There were none of that.
你初初來的時候沒有報紙的,是不是?有,有《星島日報》。哦,《星島日報》,初初來的時候,《星島》. Oh, sorry. What? When we first came, there was still Tsingtao, the Tsingtao newspaper. There was the Tsingtao newspaper.
我現在報紙多了,現在免費都不記得。
有唐人街嘛,那時候,是不是?
有,北大都有唐人街。
Yeah, Chinatown was there.
北大都有。
This is 1970. Yeah.
But no temples downtown and no temples in Toronto.
那些觀音廟沒有啊。
So
Chamshan Temple 在 Finch, right?
Finchie 在上海叫做
Finch and Bayview.
Bayview.
That one was built.
So many Chinese people living downtown.
Yeah.
And she had to go all the way to Finch and Bayview.
Actually, because life was hard then, my mom wasn't practicing.
Oh, she was too busy taking care of a family and a big house. Yeah.
They gave you the song, yeah.
Oh,
是不是等著爸爸過了去的時
候沒去了我們已經去了73年我都開手去的了
73年有去
有去了、oh, 不過沒有去那麼多
Well actually my mom says she did go up occasionally in 73 Yeah、
oh, 現在很多佛堂、啊、你告訴他
Now there's a lot of temples
Yeah. Would you ask her if she can tell me about any changes And can you talk to me about any changes that you've seenIn the last 30 years, 40 years?
它這三十四十年來呢是不是這個區域的變呢你有沒有你覺得最變是什麼
我覺得沒什麼變
覺得沒什麼變
有些老的死了有些年輕的一兩家搬了換了屋、
yeah.
沒什麼變好像隔離的一陣或者賣了剛才去年賣了、yeah. 他未是住了四十年
She says, she's seen some families, you know, come and go, and some of the older generation pass away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens.
Some new families moving in.
Yeah.
She's
a lot of neighbors have passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you still know some neighbors?
They, the Kalin, you say,
No. So you're not getting to know them.
你話個個都識我係咩 Mrs. Ho， 我唔識人。
My mom says everybody knows her as Mrs. Ho， but she doesn't know too many families now.
全條街都知道我咩 Mrs. Ho， 但係我唔識人嘅。
My mom has a loud voice, eh?
因為我唔識。
Because we used to play down the street.
唔識講嘅。
South of Ulster, with the Magnolias, because my brother Robert is good friends with Jerry Magnoli, with Phil Magnoli, the older brother. So we used to play down there.My mom used to just lean outside
the railing.
She used to just call down the street, you better get home. People would say, your mom's calling.
She didn't have to call twice.
This is just north of the old doctor's hospital too, so it wasn't so close to Ulster.
Yeah.
My mom's just, because she doesn't speak English, and she's so busy with the household.
I don't know what to talk.
So she...didn't have much chance to talk with the neighbors.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming back to you, said if you were playing with your friends, you heard when your mother called you. Can you talk about the kinds of games that you played and where you played, in the front, in the back, what?
Oh. The game, type of games that we played? I know we used to play a lot. We used to take a tennis ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we used to just...I don't know what we called it. Just play it against the wall?
Yes, I did that as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call that game? You know, you bang it off the floor, off the, and it ricochet off the wall.
Were you using a racket or just your hands?
No, just the hands, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. We used to flip hockey cards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then we used to play, like, soccer with a tennis ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And where did you play?
We used to play in the lane.
That's what I wanted to come to.
Yeah,
you played in the lane.
Yeah, there was just down Major Street...There was a lane on the west side between the houses. We used to play there quite a bit.
Was it paved or not paved?
It was paved, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Because we used to take that lane and then it would lead to a north-south lane between the houses on Robert and Major.
I know and that then, lane, it's narrow.
Yeah, and then we used to sneak between houses, between that store and the house next door to go to school.Yeah.
So did you walk to school through the lane and then you went between the store and the house?
Yeah, yeah.
So the lane was a route to get to school. To school.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because otherwise we would have to walk up to the lane up there, right? Yeah. Just south of the Harvard stores and then go around Robert, which we did too because they eventually closed that way. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you had a route before until they closed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you use the front porch at all? Did any of your family sit out there?
Yeah, a lot.
And who would sit out there?
My father would sit out there a lot. You see in one of the pictures, he built a little park bench. I think it's still there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we used to sit out there a lot. And we used to play in the front yard a lot too. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what about the, what do you, I don't know what you have behind your
house. We have a My mom used to grow vegetables in the back.
Oh, yeah. What vegetables?
你種咩菜啊？
冇種
㗎。冇舊時啊，舊時。
好似乜嘢都種啊。
My mother said she used to grow everything.
My husband, he like it.
He liked the vegetables.
Yeah.
So what vegetables? Like it. You don't like vegetables very much?
No.
我唔中意。
So what vegetables did you grow in your back?
種咩菜啊？My father used to grow the winter melons.
Your father really like it.
Yeah, winter melons. I remember there was the... What is it? What is it? The cucumbers, beans.
Any kind.
Yeah, many vegetables. Yeah.
So you had a serious vegetable garden back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, my dad, yeah.
Now all the flowers.
Now you have flowers?
Yeah, all the flowers.
We had a pear tree too in the back. We still have a pear tree, Yeah.
And did you play in the back at all? Or was that...
Well, because you're my... I have been one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we used to play everywhere.
Because
in the back, there's... You can see here. There's a little bit of a pay section.
Yes.
Before the vegetable garden in the back. So, yeah.
So the kids can play.
I remember playing in here a lot. Because we used to break the glass window on the second door. And then my father would get mad at us. Then he would fix it. So with five kids, right? Yeah, we used to throw the ball, football around, and the Nerf football. And I remember that. We used to break that window a lot.
from the first child, you and your twin brother,
yeah.
to the last, how many years is that?
10 years. So George and I were born in 62, and Lily, the youngest, was born in 72.
So it's five children in 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
And after you and George, the next child, what's the age?
George and I and Robert were born in Hong Kong. He was born in 66, so 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then Tommy was conceived in Hong Kong, and he was born here in 1970. Yeah, he was. 그럼 几个月出世啊？
2月
啊。哦，所以 he was born in February.
24号啊。
So we came in January 6th. So my mom was really pregnant. Yeah. 咁你好大肚咯？
系啊，系啊，系啊，7.5月头出世啊。
7.5，佢七个月。
7.5月头出世，阿娘7.5月出世。
佢早啊。
冇办法啦，细细个你哋都系8个月啫。
Yeah. So actually, Tommy was premature. He was born 7.5 months. Yeah.Because maybe,
am
I flying to go there? That time, it's easy. Oh, because of the plane ride.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. 28 days.
Oh, so 28 days after we landed, my mom gave birth to Tommy.
Yeah. Oh, so then she had 3 young children, and now a fourth.
Fourth, yeah, all boys.
In a new country, no language.
咁你初初嚟，我哋已經三個仔啦，咁樣。一個月內，又有第四個仔，又唔識話，
唔識話好辛苦啊！嗰陣時有一個醫生，有一個中國醫生嘅男人嘅。
My mother's life was hard.
有一個中國醫生。
There was only one Chinese doctor, in Chinatown, yeah.
大連生係咩意思？就有個。
And he was male.
羅賓女人。
同個宅咯。哦，係中國人係咪？
中國人嚟嘅。
And it was when Lily was born, 2 years later, that there was a female Chinese doctor.
有一個女醫生。
係咪你佢同你宅係咪？
係啊。
Yeah.
Do you want to, just for our taping, would you just say what all the work that all five of you do, you and your siblings?
So I'm a chiropractor. My twin brother George, he lives in Kingston.He's a hospital pharmacist. Mm-hmm. My brother Robert, who lives in Hong Kong now, ironically went back, is an electrical engineer. My brother Tommy, who lives here in Toronto, so it's only Tommy and I now left in Toronto, he's a pediatrician. Mm-hmm. And my sister Lily, the youngest, she's an RCMP officer in Ottawa.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've all accomplished a lot.
Well, we had to work hard.
My
mom made sure.
Is that right? She yeah. she wanted you to be educated.
Yeah, she ruled the house with a whip. Well, with a broomstick, actually.
Seriously?
Seriously, yeah. I remember she chasing us in the basement with a broomstick, my brother and I.
咩咁好笑？
佢話我哋個個咁成功咧， 是因為你你哈
哈哈哈哈哈
哈哈哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
So you made sure things moved along.
Yeah, yeah. My mom says she made sure that we knew our responsibility was to do well in school and to go to university. Yeah.
Well, she knew what her values were and she succeeded.
Very tired.
You were tired.
Tired.
Well, you raised 5 children. That's a big family.
Very tired.
Yeah. What kind of work did your father do?
Oh,
my mom says her day started really early. Yeah.
Early. 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I wake up, working.
Start to do work. Yeah.
Well, you made 3 meals a day for 7 people.
Yeah.
And you cleaned for 7 people.
Too much. Yeah.
So you felt tired a lot of the time.
Yeah. Actually, when we were living on Cecil Street, I remember my grandfather, my mom's dad, he would make these sort of Chinese crepes for the Chinese restaurants, right? So I remember my mom used to, beat the batter for him. Yeah. And these were like tubs and tubs of batter, yeah.Yeah, so my dad, he's sort of a handyman. He worked for Canada Wire and Cable before it was bought out by Alcatel. And he was like a maintenance guy doing, fixing up the machinery and transport trucks and stuff like that.
But you said that he had a problem with gambling. You said a lot of Chinese people.
Yeah, yeah.Only the first couple of years when we first came to Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then my mom put a stop to that.
So she had to be really firm.
Yeah.
And tough.
She took George and I to Chinatown to look for him when she kind of suspected he was out late gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And so after we caught him a couple of times, my mom forced him to hand over his paycheck every Thursday afternoon. Yeah. And she would deposit in the bank.Yeah.
And he did not have access to that bank account.
No,
he did.
No. Uh-huh. So my dad got by with, money that he made from odd jobs on the weekends.
So if he wanted to gamble, he was very limited.
Yeah, actually, he didn't. I don't think remember him gambling much after that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you're saying he had odd jobs working in Chinese restaurants to augment his income?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Doing some renovations. Fixing their gas stoves. I remember that because.He would come home, every once in a while he would come home late at night from working at a restaurant, and as part of the payment, they would give him some dishes, right, of noodles and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, they would wake up and have some midnight snacks.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So that was something we looked forward to.
Your home, this home itself, have any changes been made?
Oh, yeah, a lot over the years.
What kinds of things?
Oh.The basement's been renovated a couple of times. I remember when my dad first renovated it. He started a fire. Yeah, because he was smoking, right? And he put his cigarette down on the joist, the wood frame, and it burnt down and it fell. And right underneath was a quart of...glue, contact cement. Yeah, so it just burst into flames. I remember we had to call 911 because the fireman came. Yeah.
Oh, so what was the damage?
It was just a lot of water damage in the basement. Yeah, because the firehouse was just at college and Brunswick, right? Yeah, so they came pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess after that, your family had to improve the basement.
Yeah.
Once they were...
Yeah.Yeah,
dealing
that's
with
right.
the water damage, they might as well make it a better basement.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the family that owned it before us was Portuguese, and they had the basement they had a kitchen built in the basement too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. quite common.
Yeah. Yeah. So my father took that down. Uh-huh. Yeah. My mom says my dad was very intelligent, was very bright.
Yeah.
So he did a lot of things. He could do a lot of things himself.
That certainly sounds it. I mean, he could fix that window every time he broke it. What about the University of Toronto? Do you or your mother have any feelings about its influence on the neighborhood? Past and present.
那個, UT大學呢, 是不是? Mm. 啊, 怎樣影響到那個, 那些區啊?
Huh?
那個大學有什麼影響到這個區啊?
我不覺得有。
My mom doesn't really know. She can't really say because I don't think she's only been to the U of T a few times for a
convocation.
有一個拜拜的老人家是你老人家是你老人家是先生來的拜拜地是啊羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯羅伯 little bit of a limp. 女人嚟玩嘅。
男人嚟噶。
哦，
佢都识你噶。
识我？
系啊，佢识我哋个成个家庭嘅，成个家庭嘅细佬哥嘅。我以前唔识嘅，佢自己同我讲嘅。
My mom says she used to be a professor that taught my brother Robert, who knew her and knew all of us, but she didn't know who he was till later on.
But he was a neighbor.
He was a neighbor. He was a
Yeah,
he was a neighbor.
Oh,
he was very unkempt, she said. He was a single man.
Yeah. Single. And then he got more
Well, I went to U of T. There were a lot of students around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And certainly right in your home too.
You rented rooms to a lot students. Of the Chinese students. Yeah, yeah.
What about the safety of the neighborhood?
依家呢個區嗰個治安點啊？
好好啊。
My mom says very good.
Safe now. Yeah. And, yeah. and 30, 40 years ago it was also safe.
冇見到有乜嘢。
你依家同舊時比起嚟，三十年、四十年前比起嚟，有冇曳啲啊？有冇
啊？我覺得
嗰個治安有冇
我哋屋企就冇乜點樣啊。
My mom says around this street, she doesn't.
我冇聽過未有乜嘢。
She says she hasn't noticed any. Deterioration in, you know,
沒聽說有什麼
事, like in crime or safety. She hasn't seen much like drunkenness or violence.
So she feels safe here.
你覺得這裡很安全, 是不是?
對面處的那些全部都是有學問的人。
Yeah.
或者政府啊咩，全部都有啲學問，嗰啲人全部都有學問。嗰啲教授啊，嗰啲
professors and government civil servants，
全部都係冇乜嘢點講。
She likes the neighborhood。
你好中意個，你好咁
嚇。Good.
You do like the neighborhood.
Not bad. Not bad. It's good.
Yeah.
Still good.
Okay. I feel the same way. I like it too. What about Kensington Market?
Kensington Market.
Jewish market. We still call it Jewish market. In Chinese.
So what do you, how do you say it in Chinese?
Jiu Guai is Jewish. Gai Si is market.
Oh, yeah.
Jiu-gai,
I know that it was called that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when we first moved here in the, when we first moved here in the 70s, right? It was
I always go to buy food.
You buy?
She goes shopping there.
Yeah,
yeah her fruits and vegetables. Yeah,
and still now you shop there.
Yeah, 依家仲喺做招街市買。
係啊，一時招街市，一時唐人街。依家
yeah,
because sometimes only one 好少出去買嘢啦。
She doesn't shop as much as she used to now because she's single.
好少。
But she'll go to Kensington Market.
因為我食素啊，我媽食素，所以好少嘢買。
And she'll walk to Chinatown or go by.
Fast. Actually, my father used to drive her a lot, uh-huh. but since my father passed away in 99, my sister Lily had the foresight to buy her like a three-wheel tricycle with a big basket in the back.
Lovely.
So she used to take that a lot. Uh-huh. But recently, you know, her back's been bothering her because mm-hmm. she has some degenerative disc, mm-hmm. and so she's had a little bit of sciatica, which I'm helping her with, and my brother Tommy too. So she doesn't go out so much now with the bicycle.
Oh, she.
Yeah.
But she used her bike a lot.
Oh, yeah. My clinic, I used to have a clinic at Young and Bloor on the southeast corner until 2008. At the end of 2007, because they tore the building down, the two-story building on the southeast corner. My mom, after my father passed away, I wanted to give my mom some income, right? Some money to spend, but she wouldn't take it. So I was thinking, how can I give her some money and she'll appreciate it? So I actually hired her to do my clinic laundry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that way I can give her some money and she'll feel like
she earned it.
Yeah, and she's mm-hmm. helping me. So she really liked that. So she used to ride her tricycle from here up to Young and Bloor, pick up the laundry, and then do it and then bring it back.
So you were working
still too long.
Yeah, you're still strong. I can see that. Strong personality.
Yes, she a little bit hurt.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, yeah. But you were.
Yeah.
Your son gave you a job. You were earning money.
Yeah.
And went by bike. I love that.
So yeah, my mom really loved that bike because she used to be dependent on my dad for getting around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with the bike, she got some new independence. Yeah.
Do you remember Mr. Peretta was also going around on his three-wheel bike? He used to use his bike in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's much more that I want to ask. Is there anything that you want to tell me about the neighborhood before I leave? Any thoughts you have?
Not much.
How are you?
She says, yeah, she recognizes a lot of the neighbors, but she doesn't really know them in depth, right? So she'll just say hello, how are you?
Yeah. And what about going to
My mom also wasn't big in. Like, she didn't get too much involved in the community because mm-hmm. she was so busy at home. But I have a lot of friends whose parents, you know, were involved in the neighborhood. Like, a friend of mine, John Lee, that I grew up with, his father, David Lee, used to own a restaurant on Spadina. Mm-hmm. David Lee's famous Chinese food. He's just recently passed away. Yeah, just last month or a month and a half ago. A lot of my friends are still in the neighborhood, or at least their parents are still in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Just like my mom is still here. Yeah. So I still come down here a lot. Yeah. But I have seen the neighborhood change because it used to be very Chinese, very immigrant, ethnic, right? But now it's, you know, it's changed. There's a good mix, you know, of still some of the old immigrant families still having their homes here, and you know, with more Caucasians and professionals coming in, so they really revitalized the neighborhood. Yeah.
Well, it's become so expensive that immigrants can't afford to move into this neighborhood anymore.
No, the next door, they Russ, I can't remember his last name. Their family owned that house for 40 years or more too, and they just recently sold it. For just 2 or 3 months ago, mm-hmm. sold it for $795,000, and I think some home renovators, like, they flipped it, right?
Oh.
They just, and there's an open house today, actually. They're listed for $1.2 million.
Oh,
it's semi-detached.
Semi-detached.
Yeah, it's this house right here.
Oh, okay. So somebody came in and really spruced it up.
Yeah, yeah. When Esther, Russ's wife, or estranged wife, because they divorced, she kept the house, and she finally had to move out, and the backyard was just like a big mess. You know, it was overgrown, you know. Yeah, she didn't have the finances to keep up the house. So when they came in, they cleaned up everything. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting for me to listen to your perception of how it's changed.
Yeah.
I do think a lot of people, when they come here as immigrants, they feel if they earn more money, the first thing they do is begin to take over the whole house.
Yes.
And then they want to go up north to show, I've made it.
Yeah, a lot of immigrant families have moved north, and a lot of the, Caucasian, professionals have moved back in.
Yeah.
Well, and Kensington market has changed, too.
In what ways?
Before it was Jewish and Portuguese back in the early 70s, but now it's a lot more Vietnamese and Jamaican have opened up shop there. Yeah.
So Vietnamese, Jamaican, and then coffee shops. So it's,
coffee shops,
that too is becoming a little more upscale. Yeah.
I don't know if the synagogue is still in operation there.
There are a few of them in the market.
Yeah, still,
there are
right?
A few of them.
And I remember Sammy Taft used to be on Spadina. He was he sold hats. What do you call
them? Oh.
Yeah. He was there for the longest time. And he finally moved out. Because my friend John Lee, his father David Lee, bought the place next. And he bought it for $100,000. And everybody said he was crazy because it was so expensive. He finally sold the restaurant maybe 10 years ago. Yeah, for over $1 million. Oh. So he was crazy all the way to the bank. So his place was just south of the Sammy Taff, the millinery, right?
Yeah.
And there were a lot of jobbers, like the fabric textile stores on Spadina when we first moved in. And then that's gone. I remember the Victory Theater, the burlesque theater at Dundas and Spadina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we used to go to Chinese school, right? Yeah, we used to go to Chinese school.
On the weekend?
No, we used to go Monday to Friday from 5 to 7.
And what did you learn there?
We learned Chinese, right? Cantonese. Uh-huh. Once a week we had a 1 hour, 2 hour lesson in Mandarin. It was calligraphy, we learned history, science, all in Chinese.
So you were very busy. You went to school during the day, elementary, public school, and then to Chinese school from 5 until 7.
5 to 7, yeah. And then my mom would come home, we would come home, and then we would have to get drilled by my mom. I remember one time my mom was so sick, she was lying in bed, and we still had to recite the lessons to her.
So she wanted you to be educated.
Yeah. She is a disciplinarian,
So she was a force, and she ran the house.
Oh, yeah.
She's still a very energetic person, you can feel it.
Yeah, I remember the Victory Burlesque Theater was kind of like, we were in all of it because they had pictures of these, scantily clad women, right? Black and white on the wall outside. So we walked by and try to look in. Yeah, but then that's gone now too. Yeah, it's all Chinese shops now. Yeah,
that's right. And what about Bloor Street? Any recollection of that?
Bloor Street was actually, for us, it was kind of far when we were young. Yeah, so we didn't venture to Bloor Street too much. Yeah.
That's right, and school was south, Chinatown was south, and Kensington Market was south.
So when we first came to Canada, because we lived on Nassau for 6 months, and then 3 years on Cecil Street, we went to Orr Street Public School, and then in grade four, in 73, when we moved up here to major, we went to Lord Lansdowne, then I went to Harvard Collegiate.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and then after Harvard, we went to U of T. Yeah. Yeah, so it was all in this neighborhood.
And so where did you do your training?
When I went, after U of T, I went to Canadian Memorial Chiropractic College, which
in
was
Toronto.
On Bayview, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bayview and Eglinton.
And how many years was that?
That was 4 years.
Yeah. Ooh, so you got a lot of education.
And the good thing is my oldest daughter, Sarah, is in first year chiropractic college now. But that college has moved to Leslie and Steeles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they've gone north again.
Yeah. Because they used to rent the property in Bayview across from the CNIB.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been the owner didn't renew the lease because they sold it to developers for condominiums.
Yeah,
so it's condos now there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll stop for now.
Okay.
I'm going to take some more pictures
for sure.
Of your pictures.
Uh-huh.
But I want to say to both of you, thank you very much.
And
Paul, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You organized this whole thing and you translated and shared a lot of your experience.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
It's actually, you know, by you being here, it's, you know, I finally realized it's actually been like 30, 40 years, you know, because sometimes I don't think back that far, right? Yeah.
So well, it's been a long time. People sometimes say, you can come speak to me, but I don't have much to talk about.
Yeah.
But once you start talking, the stories roll back into your head.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you very, very much to both of you.
At this time, the recorder was turned off. Then it was turned on again a few minutes later for a few final remarks.
I just want to add something about Mrs. Ho, so please...
To help supplement the family income, my mom ran a sort of an informal daycare out of her house. Yeah, so she babysat a lot of the kids. In fact, my grade 8 teacher at Lord Lansdowne, Bill Rose, and his wife Nancy Rose, who was the librarian at Lord Lansdowne at one time, their two kids, Copeland and Lawrence, were babysat by my mother. In fact, when Lawrence was born, before Bill and Nancy brought him home, they stopped by my mom's house to show him off to my mom. My teacher, Bill, Mr. Rose and Mrs. Rose, I think they really admired my mom and how she brought us up. That's why they insisted on her babysitting their two kids. Yeah.
Because they wanted...
Yeah.
They wanted their children to be as nice as Mrs. Ho's children.
I think they just trusted her, yeah.
Yeah, I bet they did. You enjoyed babysitting?
They hope you enjoyed
babysitting.
You did.
Yeah, I like the children.
Yeah. And you took good care of them.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to turn it off again. Thank you. I just wanted to add that.